Thank you for joining this episode of the How We Interview podcast. In this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Vita Killian from Starbucks. Vita runs the alumni network for former partners at Starbucks. And I think this is a great conversation in general, especially with such an iconic brand like Starbucks. But I think if organizationally you've been thinking about or considering the notion of standing up an alumni network, I think you'll find this discussion very helpful. Thank you for listening. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the How We Interview podcast. I am pleased to introduce Vita from Starbucks. Today, we're going to talk about alumni networks. Vita, thank you for joining.
No, thanks for having me, Aaron. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great. We've been talking for the last few weeks about this. And one of the fun things about the podcast is we get to tackle things kind of topically. And one of the things we have yet to talk about is like the power of an alumni network and how, you know, if you're listening to this and it's something that's been on your list of to-dos, like where do you even start? And so I'm super excited to have this conversation with you.
Great. It's a complicated journey, but it's a fun one.
Those are often the best kind, aren't they?
That's for sure.
Before we get started into the alumni part of the discussion, I'd love it if you can walk the listeners through your background. Like how did you get here?
Well, that's a long journey and it had many twists and turns like everyone's career does. The short version is I started as a chemical engineer and now I build online communities. But there was definitely an inflection point along the way where I was in the early days of social media, like back in the day, where we were building online communities. And I got a chance to do that at a previous company. I came to Starbucks. I've been building online communities with our partners, which is the term we use for employees. And it was just a natural fit to evolve into building a community for our former partners and our alumni. So that's my journey, but I've touched marketing, technology, communication, social impact, community, and all sorts of functions along that journey.
That's fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. It's interesting when you think about alumni networks, is there kind of this cross-section of all these different pieces and parts of the organization. It just makes sense somebody with a background like yours could you know, step in and lead something like this. I'd love it if you could talk a little bit about like at Starbucks, your journey with your former partners. You know, when did this start and how did you go about setting up the community?
Well, we're on the cusp of our 3-year anniversary. So September 2021 was when we officially launched and we've been up and running ever since. But the journey, of course, started way earlier. The origin story, if you will, was really around this concept. We call each other partners, as I mentioned. I'll probably say it 48 times in this conversation. And it was really around to be a partner. So from talent acquisition through working at the company, we always talked about what does it mean to be a partner. And that sentiment really evolved, and there was this overarching theme of once a partner, always a partner. And to the heart and soul and the core of the company, we believed that, and we weren't doing anything about it. We just believed it. Once you left, we have this affinity towards always a partner. And there was a point, you know, we talked about it for years. What could we do? What might we do? And, it, you know, everything comes down to time and place. So for us, our time and place was really in 2021 was our 50th anniversary as a company. So started in 1971, we were hitting our 50 years. We were planning on how do we celebrate and what was the goal. And the real goal of acknowledging that moment was how might we be an enduring company for the next 50 and how are we looking forward? So everything about looking forward was really focused on our people that have built the foundation that carry us forward every day. And so that was the moment we said, well, we can't talk about the next 50. We can't acknowledge this moment without actually going back to that once a partner, always a partner and delivering on it. And that was the decision point for us. It's time. Let's do it. And I was given the task of go figure it out. So, yeah,
which is super exciting, right? And I can't imagine how many partners you've had in the history of Starbucks. I mean, just so many. Starbucks has played such a key role in so many people's careers. In addition to the folks that are obviously still current partners, I think it would be helpful for folks that are listening, if you can kind of talk about like in your organization, where does the alumni network live? Like where, how is it managed? Where is it housed? Is it part of HR? Is it part of communications? I know a lot of different organizations do it differently.
Yep. And that was definitely a part of the research, the strategy. Where should we sit? Why might we sit there? We don't sit in HR. We don't sit in marketing. I'm actually within our community engagement team. So that's a unique place, I think, for us to be, but it makes complete sense for our company and all the things that we're doing to engage with communities, to build community. We call it an alumni community. We don't call it an alumni network. So that's part of our superpower is there is no right place and you're going to work with the entire company and you have to touch every function to be successful. And so for the heart of the company to be around coffee and community, that makes sense for where we sit organizationally.
This episode of How We Interview is brought to you by Riembi. You understand the importance of maximizing your team's efficiency. Instead of having your recruiters or coordinators spend time with expense reports to reimburse candidates for interview expenses, automate the process with Riembi. Riembi streamlines the reimbursement process, ensuring your candidates receive their reimbursement quickly and accurately. Your team can focus on other essential aspects of the hiring process by eliminating reimbursement tasks from their workload. Automating reimbursements is a significant improvement to the candidate experience. No more dealing with spreadsheets, attaching receipts to emails, or waiting weeks to receive the payout. With Riembi, the reimbursement payout to your candidates is sent the same day expenses are approved. To learn more about how Riembi can help your team, visit Riembi.com. That's Riembi, R-E-I-M-B-I.com.
Because your brand is so iconic, I mean, it's part of so many people's lives. I had my Starbucks earlier today. Do you find former partners still have that brand affinity? Like it still plays a part in their day in, day out lives, even though they're not a current employer or partner?
Oh, for sure. The stories are endless and so joyful. I mean, when we talk about the community, it's been around for 3 years. How do you find people from the past 50 years and why might they want to join your community? So again, you're starting midstream and the most tenured, I guess you would say, alumni we have is from 30 years ago. So someone joined our community that left the company in 1994, obviously still has an affinity to say, what is this? I want to join. So we have partners, former partners from 1994 through yesterday. They have stories, they have swag, they have clothes, they have t-shirts, they have aprons, they have mugs. They reminisce about their time together in store. Some of the most beautiful things that we've done is tap into that nostalgia on occasion and ask people to tell us stories. And we ask them in the community, you know, feel free to share your story. And people were telling stories that just hit your heart and soul. Like, for example, I'll just share one because it just comes to mind, is our recognition program internally is called Green Apron Cards. So we talk about everyone who wears a green apron. You recognize someone by writing them a green apron card. And we were in the process of redesigning the cards, not the program, but the cards themselves. And we asked our alumni to, would you like to share your opinion on this evolution of design? And if you have a story, tell us. And we got hundreds of stories of people that still have the cards in their nightstand and look at them at times, or the impact one manager made when they gave them a green apron card. And so on top of all the swag and on top of all the stories, like some of those more meaningful things, people still want to talk about, and it still lives with them today. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's super powerful. And I think as an organization to be able to recognize that it's pretty rare when people stay with one employer forever, right? Mm-hmm. But to kind of honor and celebrate the time you spent at your organization, or celebrate, you know, or say thank you for, you know, the time you spent with us. There's a lot of companies out there that probably wouldn't be so bold. They'd say, you know, once you're no longer with us, you're not part of our company. And we wouldn't take the time to celebrate. I think that's an amazing thing that Starbucks would take the time to allow people to reminisce and celebrate that part of their lives. And you all, through, you know, the work you and your team are doing, get to celebrate that and invest in that as well.
Yeah, it's really important, I think, for I mean, broadly for companies to realize that this isn't a transactional relationship and the door shouldn't close at the end. I mean, you look at LinkedIn today and people will say X Starbucks, X Google, X whatever. You know, there's a reputation that comes along with where you worked and that affinity, as you talked about earlier, and having that connection to that company. We're all going to be alumni, whether you retire or you leave after a 6-month barista job that you were doing as a side gig during school or anywhere in between, we're all leaving the company at some point. And so acknowledging that and actually leaning into it to say, what is the right moment for you? And we wish you well, and we hope we helped you, and let's stay connected. That's our goal. That's it's what we call our partner promise, is a bridge to a better future, whenever that future and wherever it takes you. So we really do believe in it's smarter to and better and more valuable for everyone to lean into the relationship and not consider it closed just because the working aspect has stopped.
Yeah, 100%. I think, and we didn't talk about this, but now you got my curiosity going. I think we all work with that person, right? Somebody who's going to be like, I want to stand up this program. What are we going to get out of it? I mean, I know we're talking a lot about, you know, honoring the past and whatnot, but somebody, you know, if somebody from, we'll call it finance or whatever, is going to come to you and be like, Vinna, like, what kind of things is Starbucks going to get? Like, how is this going to help us? Because, you know, as altruistic as we want to be, I think organizationally, they're like, you know, what kind of soft benefits even would a good alumni program help drive?
Yeah, we really have three elements that we consider the value proposition for Starbucks. We have elements that are obviously the value proposition for the alumni and why they're joining and creating that experience for them. But for the company, number one, the brand affinity, brand advocacy, stay connected. We're an evolving company. You knew who we were. You knew what we do. You know how important the different elements of our mission is. And let's keep you updated so you can continue to advocate and support the company. The second one is really around employer of choice. I think what's unique for us in this one is many companies that I've benchmarked and talked with as employer of choice equals rehires and how many boomerangs, and that can be a really hard metric. For us, employer of choice is actually up front of how do we differentiate around people making the decision where to go work. And so it's actually an advocate for us around come work for us because we will be with you as a lifelong connection in a network that will stay with you after your job as a barista, a store manager, a marketing person, whatever it may be. And with that employer of choice, you're also referring other people to the company. And the third one is community impact. So we're really leaning in hard on, as a company, we believe in serving every community where we have a presence and how are we giving back. And so we want to extend that that reach and that impact for community through our alumni. And so we don't just leave it to our partners to make the impact. How are we inspiring, encouraging people to do that once they move on and hang up their green apron, as we like to say?
Yeah, it's incredibly powerful. I think for an iconic brand like Starbucks, right? Like I drink more coffee than the average person. I don't think a day of my life goes by where I'm not exposed to the brand. I think I'm going to make an assumption, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, that it's important, obviously more engaged, more valued members, you know, perform better, but also you've got a value proposition or an employer brand that you want to protect post hanging up your green apron, right? I mean, you still want them to be engaged in the product. You still want, because it's so iconic. It's just kind of everywhere. I think an alumni network really goes a long way towards supporting that post exit or post hanging up your apron.
For sure. I mean, the staying connected. One of the most interesting things that, you know, we survey every year, we ask people what they want, what do we deliver, what's important to you. One of the highest ranking things is people want to continue their coffee journey and learn about coffee, because that was something they got as a partner and was really special to them. Another really high ranking thing is providing feedback. So asking us, Starbucks, do you see me? Do you hear me as a partner? You listen to me as a partner. I still have ideas. I still want you to pay attention. And so tapping into that desire of wanting to provide us feedback, whatever it may be, is really valuable to us. But it hits the value chord on the person side of, you still care about my opinion. And that's important.
Yeah. It's unique, right? I mean, that engagement post-employment is very unique, but it does speak to, I'm going to simplify it. Like, you think this is great. You should imagine working here, right? I mean, I do think it actually kind of feeds and helps care for what the existing employee value proposition is.
Exactly. It builds on it.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, this is so exciting. It's been on my list. I don't even know where to start. If you're starting blank slate, like I would love if you can kind of dispense some advice, even from your journey or maybe lessons learned along the way of how would you even start going down this path as an organization?
Yeah, I mean, my top advice is don't let perfect be the enemy of good and progress, because there's so many different elements. It is new. It's an evolving, like, it is the tip of the spear. There's companies that have been, like Microsoft, have been doing it for years, but there's not a lot. And I really think it is a differentiator on the value proposition of attracting talent to your company. So my biggest advice is not to wait, and to find what is the core element that connects your employees today, and how might you extend that? And you start with offering that option to connect, and then you listen and you hear what they want, and you evolve and you take it from there. Some people think you can't have an alumni network if it's not included in your offboarding process. That's not true. Your people will find you. They will find you out in the wild and come back, the ones that want to engage, and the ones internally, you build it from the onboarding, not the offboarding. So that's where we focus more of our energy. And then the last piece of advice, like, besides get started and find a way to connect and listen, is tell their stories. And so we find one of the most powerful things we can do is shine a spotlight on our alumni, tell their stories, tell where they were and where they are and what they're doing now. And that to us is really delivering on the always a partner promise.
Yeah, it's got to feel good to get up every day to do something that is such a feel-good effort for organization. I could think of a lot of not feel-good efforts that people have to do every day. And so every day you must get up and be like, I can't believe I get to do this.
I really do. I've told so many people, I've been here 14 years. I've done so many fun things at Starbucks. And I tell people all the time, this is the most fun job I've ever had. It combines partner, but it's also marketing and external and customer, and you're thinking about all the different elements, and you hear stories and you can make an impact with people in such a unique way. So I can't imagine not doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I somehow, and we talked about this in the pre-show, like, this was going to go quick, but I could do this for another day or two, at least without stopping. If I'm listening to this and I want to connect with you, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. What's the best way to reach out and connect?
Definitely on LinkedIn. People that are interested in alumni communities, follow our page on LinkedIn. It's called Starbucks Alumni Community. It's easy to find. I'm there. My team is there. We listen, we're sharing stories, and you can kind of follow along and see what we're doing.
And if you're a former partner, obviously, I encourage you to join the network as well.
Absolutely. Any former partners out there, you are a Starbucks alum and you're invited. It's alumni.starbucks.com. You can register and verify yourself, and we would welcome you into the community.
That's amazing, Vita. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That I think one of the fun things is about this, I get to ask all the questions, and it's become apparent to me that may not always be fair. So I'm curious, like, from given what you do for a living, I'm curious if you have any questions for me.
My favorite question of all time, Aaron, what do you drink? What's your favorite coffee of choice?
It's a good question. You know, I imagine that there's Well, maybe I shouldn't imagine, but there's probably some kind of like psychoanalysis of like what kind of person you are based on what kind of coffee. Like, I'm an iced coffee person, unless it's like the two coldest months of the year. I'll have, a venti iced latte with two pumps of caramel. Like, I've never said that a million times. And it changes from time to time. I'm not a big PSL guy. I don't drink a lot of pumpkin spice latte, but I do like to enjoy the seasons. I think one of the fun things about your brand is it kind of allows you to pursue a passion or a hobby and celebrate in different ways throughout the year. Like, I love an eggnog latte. I would never drink that in August, but it is a fun way to kind of ring in the holidays. And then I know the weather's getting warmer when I go from my venti latte into something iced. So it's kind of fun to tell the seasons based on what the first beverage I have in the morning is.
Well, I love the fact that you have your drink memorized and it's customized to the level that shows a true pro there.
And you know, that's so funny too. So, you think about your coffee journey over time, right? I've got an espresso machine at home for those days I can't get away. But just the interaction you have with the brand, you know, it's always a mobile order. I always have a very nice, quick conversation with the barista and I'm on my way. But you think about what part that plays in a person's life. I think that's like, you don't get that from like pumping your gas or going to the dry cleaner or any of the other little interactions you have. And I think that's something that's really unique about what Starbucks does.
Absolutely. We call that a moment of connection and really understanding the power of a moment of connection that a person can have with someone else, ideally starting their day. It's so important. It's part of who we are. It's part of our brand. And what, ironically, one of the things we hear about from our alumni is what they miss is being part of the community. And when they say that, they're saying like truly the heartbeat of their city, of their town, of their community, and knowing people and knowing their drinks and welcoming them in for the day. It plays a big role of value to the partner and knowing what it means to the person on the other side.
Yeah, I love the fact it's this whole symbiotic relationship, right?
Yeah,
obviously,
for sure.
the guest is getting something out of it as well as the partner. I think that's one of the things that makes your brand truly special.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the How We Interview podcast brought to you by Riembi. Head to our website at howweinterview.com to find the show notes and links mentioned in this episode. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Leaving us a rating and review also helps us reach more listeners interested in learning from other talent acquisition professionals.